Hey, hey, hey! Welcome back to Dan's Miscellaneous Ramblings, episode 24. Yeah, the real episode 24 this time. There was a bit of confusion because I said episode 24 last episode when it's not episode 24. I said it was episode 24 when it was episode 23. And that confusion came from the fact that the nobility episode that I posted a day late on accident posted twice. I still don't know why this was, but whatever, I fixed it. So hopefully that shouldn't happen again. And if it does, then you all still love me. It's going to be fine. Today is a very special episode that's pretty near and dear to my heart. And if you've read the episode title, if you don't know me personally in real life, you may be wondering, Dan, what is this? And that's because this episode title, if you haven't seen it yet, is the spoon fairying episode. Now, spoon fairying, let me give you a little rundown here. You know pickpocketing? You know how, you know, you like yoink something from someone's pockets? This is the opposite. Spoon fairying is where you take a plastic spoon, you know, like the ones you can get from a school cafeteria, or you can buy in bulk at a Costco or a Sam's Club, or, you know, a Target if you're not trying to buy like 60 million at once. You take a bunch of plastic spoons and you start putting them in people's pockets, in their bags, in anything they have, not taking anything from them, just putting things in. This has a few advantages. The first being, it causes a lot of confusion and chaos, and I think that's really funny. That's just me, though. I absolutely adore spoon fairying, and I'm very good at it. But another advantage is, you get to train your pickpocketing skills. So if you ever do need to pickpocket someone, you have the know-how. Now, I'm not going to pickpocket anyone because, you know, stealing is wrong and all that, but you could. The third one is, it's a really, really great exercise. And it's really interesting to see what people do to try and remain a secret that they're spoon fairying. Like, one of the things I got really good at was walking past people and slipping things in their pockets without actually making it seem like I had done anything, which probably means that I'm training to be some sort of assassin. So, murder is wrong. Yep. That's a story I'm going with. One time I was walking past someone, and this was like in my prime. My prime was a few years ago, but you know, I'm still decent at it. I mean, I haven't gotten much practice because of, you know, the virus exists and I can't really go out and spoon fairy people, because, you know, I'm pretty sure that's unsanitary somewhere down the line. One time I was walking past this one kid, and I was walking the opposite direction as him, and I slip one in his like hoodie pocket, and he never noticed. It helps that the kid is legally blind. I promise I wasn't picking on him. He was my friend. This is probably not making me seem like the best person, but you know what? It's okay. This kid is my friend. We haven't actually talked in a little while, but we were talking back when I actually did it. I've met a lot of friends that I've not done all that much with in the past year and a half, 2 years, that I still consider my friends. For a very long time, I had this guy was my best friend. He is still really cool, and I haven't talked to him in a few years, or in a little while at least. It's been at least a year. I should go talk to him again. Okay, take this podcast as a sign. This is a sign from the heavens, or whatever you believe in, that you should pick someone that you haven't talked to in a while, that you've had nothing but good experiences with. Send him a message. Do what I've been putting off doing for the last long time, let's just say. Because you know what? They might really appreciate hearing from you. Especially in this wonderful, wonderful time of COVID. Finding new people to talk to, or someone you haven't talked to in a long time, could be something really great for them. Okay, well, now that's over, let's get back to spoon ferrying. Am I right? I have this one friend, Sammy. She's been on here twice now, I think. And you know what? I'm going to throw a tiny amount of shade at Sammy. There's no shade. There's no shade. But Sammy, a really fun thing about her is she has like no perception if she's around someone she trusts. And of course, she trusts me. I don't know why, but she does. And one time we were sitting around a table playing Dungeons and Dragons together. It was a wonderful time. I love that game so much. I haven't gotten to play in a little while, but right now we're in this like triple rotation where I'm running a game and Leland Jones is running a game and another kid who might be on the show sometime. So in case he wants to use a pseudonym, I will leave his name out of it. Is running a third game, and we're like doing this triple rotation thing, and it was going really great, and then COVID happened. So I'm itching for the day that I can go back to that. But, and you know, you can play it online, but that never really did it for me. And the rest of them agree. It's just really, it's draining. It's just not the best time. But anyways, so I was sitting next to Sammy. Neither of us were running the game. Sammy doesn't run games. That's how it'd be. But I was sitting next to Sammy. And I noticed that I could steal her dice out from in front of her. And if you've ever played Dungeons and Dragons, you know that there's a lot of dice involved. Like, there's generally, they're sold in seven die sets. And you refer to them as, like, D4 or die 4. Some people say die 4. But I say D4, D6, D8. And that just refers to the number of sides are on it. So a D4... has four sides. A D6 has six sides. That's a six-sided die. You've probably, if you've played a single game of Monopoly, you know how that one works. And then there's a D8, a D10, a D12, a D1, and then there's like a D100, which is kind of odd. It doesn't actually have 100 sides. It still has 10 sides, but you roll it with the D10. It's sometimes called a D%, because oftentimes they'll roll it to say what percent of something you get. And then there's the D20, which is a 20-sided die. That's the one that you always see when someone's referencing D&D. They always use the 20-sided die. Anyways, so Sammy is sitting next to me, and I found out I can just yoink dice from in front of her. And she wouldn't notice. Even if she were currently using some dice, or just talking, or whatever, I could just yoink some dice, and it would work. And then I decided, well, what else can I do? So I started yoinking more dice until I just straight up swiped all of the dice from in front of her. And then she looked, and she eventually reached for dice and realized there were none. Was like, where did they go? Dan, was this you? And I'm like, yes. And I just open up where I'd stored the dice. I put it underneath a dice tray that I flipped upside down. We had this like really cheap dice tray that I got when I got some amethyst dice. They're actually carved from amethyst. They look really cool. And I have to roll them separately from other things onto a special padded container, because otherwise, you know, rolling gemstone dice is not necessarily the best for the dice unless you do it in a very specific way. So I had this really, really cheap dice tray that I didn't use because I have a better dice. I've got like this dice tower that's all foam and everything. It looks really cool. But I had this cheap dice tray that I hid her dice under, and I open it up and she grabs the dice and is like, don't stop that. But I'm like, whatever. So I decided to think for a moment, what can I do to test out just how unperceptive she is? Because I know I can spoon fairy her. I know I can put a spoon in her pocket. What else can I do? So I yoinked her dice out from in front of her again. She just keeps letting it happen. Multiple sessions. You can yoink her water bottle in front of her right after she finishes drinking. One time, she was reaching for her bottle and I yoinked it. And she didn't notice it was gone for a solid 30 seconds. It was kind of incredible. So I decided, what can I put in this girl's pockets right here? So I take out a deck of cards, and I have got the, they're like slightly bigger than playing cards, like in all dimensions. They're thicker, they're taller, they're wider. They're these D&D spell cards, so I can pull them out and be like, oh, I want to cast Burning Hands. Well, here's a reference card of how Burning Hands works. And I have pretty much every D&D spell memorized, so it's a little less necessary for me, but I still have them. And I put it in her pocket, this massive deck. And she's wearing sweatpants, so she actually has pockets. I know that a lot of girls struggle with having pockets, which is why I want to make a fashion brand called It Has Pockets. And the entire point is the pants have pockets. The dresses have pockets. Everything's got pockets. And I think it would sell really well. Let me know. You can email me if you want. It's on my, it's on the podcast website. I'm going to set up more social media pages soon, but oh well, I haven't done that yet. I've only set up my email and the, of course, the Spotify page. That was my Google business page. So if you want to, again, if you want to leave a review there, we still have yet to have any reviews. So anyways, I'm like, well, she didn't notice me putting in that spell card, the spell cards. So I pull out a second pack of spell cards. It's a little smaller, but I figure I can jimmy these in. I fit them in. And then I already had the dice at this point. I grab the dice from underneath the tray. She still hasn't noticed. I start pouring dice into her pocket. Any rational, reasonable human should have seen this, but she didn't. So she's got four sets of dice in her pocket. No, that's all the ones I stole. She still had one set, but it was like her prize set. And I knew I could not. That was like the one thing she was paying attention to. So I think for a moment, I reach in my bag. I pull out some pencils and pens. Put them all in her pocket. I pull out this pack of markers, just still in the pack. I put it in her pocket. At this point, I'm pretty much out of room. And that's the only reason I stopped. I could have been putting more things in. And then after a few minutes of me just chuckling, Sammy's like, okay, what are you doing? What is going on? And I say, Sammy, would you stand up? And she does. And I'm like, can you reach in your left pocket? And she reaches in and she's like, what? How did you get all of this in here? And it's partially that she was shocked, probably, because she had pockets. And that's not something that usually happens. But it was just, there was so much in her pocket. I'm genuinely not exaggerating this. I'm really amazed to this day. This isn't an exaggeration. Spoon fairying was something that I actually learned from my cousin. My cousin, I'm just going to say his name. His name's Duncan. He's pretty cool. He's a lot like me in a lot of ways. But he to the best of my knowledge, he invented spoon fairying, though other people say that it existed before him. But he's the one who told me about it when he tried it at Disney World. And he had been putting spoons in people's bags and whatever. I went way further. I've been putting them in people's pockets. One day, he decided to put things in someone's pockets after like a few days at Disney World. And in the line for some ride, pulls out a spoon and picks the big dude standing in front of him. And he sees he's wearing cargo pants. And cargo pants are going to be the perfect for putting spoons in, right? So he pulls out a spoon, tries to put it in his pocket. And the cargo pants man apparently thought that he was trying to pickpocket him, you know, as you would expect. And he claims to never have run that fast again in his life. Like, he just booked it, ran across the entire park. And that's the person who I chose for my role model to be when I started spoon fairying. I have been like caught in the act a few times, but no one actually wanted to do anything about it. So lucky me, I guess. It's probably my winning personality and my intense charisma that just makes everyone so happy. But I assure you, I'll talk about spoon fairying some other time, but we are actually running out of time. And I actually want to have this episode be about 15 minutes and without going over, because I keep going over. So today's song that I've had on my mind the whole time is Me, Myself, and I by Vinyl Theater. And it sounds like 21 Pilots, and I assure you it isn't. But it's a pretty good song. It's actually on my villain playlist. It's not necessarily a villain song, but I really like it. I'd give it a listen if I were you. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. So have a wonderful day and good.